Cyril George was of the Deschutan Raven Beaver clan of Angoon and lived in the Admiralty Island community most of his life. Son Richard George recalls his father as a young man to be a successful seiner, halibut, and herring fisherman. He also served his tiny community on the Angoon City Council, as mayor, as a member of the board of directors for Kootsnuwu, Angoon's village corporation. He was on Sealaska Regional Corporation's first board of directors in 1972. Richard George remembers his father as a strong man.
He made decisions which always seemed to be the proper decision. That's what I was impressed with when I was young.
Cyril George attended Sheldon Jackson High School and College in the late 1930s, where he became a machinist and learned to build boats. The Presbyterian school was tasked with helping Tlingit shipwright Andrew Hope build the Princeton Hall, a replacement vessel for the church mission fleet.
I wasn't the only one that had this feeling of an enormous undertaking when they started to build this boat. I could weld. I did everything in a machine shop. But I was with him all the way from lining up the motor, the shaft, setting up the electrical.
It took a year to complete the Princeton Hall. Then in 1941, just a few days after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the boat was to be launched. It had already been conscripted by the U.S. Navy. In this 2007 interview with George on the Princeton Hall, he recalled that all the Sheldon Jackson students trooped down to the harbor to watch the launch.
When the Navy started to tow it away, all the kids were crying. I was crying. I don't think there was anybody that wasn't crying.
After the war, the Princeton Hall was returned to the Presbyterians, and it traveled southeast Alaska waters for years, going village to village. While George helped build it, he'd never been on the boat. Many years later, he had a number of cruises on the Princeton Hall after it was purchased by the late Bill Ruddy. Bill and Kathy Ruddy became close friends with Cyril George, the boat builder, the musician, and Tlingit storyteller. George gradually began to lose his hearing. For several years, Kathy Ruddy was what she describes as a stenographer, typing out conversations for him.
It really helped him to have things written down so he could look over your shoulder and then know what people were saying.
The hearing loss didn't slow him down.
For a guitarist and a really excellent musician, you know, hearing loss is a very poignant thing. And so the fact that he maintained this constant sense of gratitude, you know, even as his hearing was failing, is just a tribute to his character.
As a fluent Tlingit speaker, George liked to teach his language and often went to Tlingit classes at the University of Alaska Southeast, taught by Lance Twitchell.
And Tlingit, he'd tell us, "I just feel wonderful whenever I'm looking upon your faces and you guys are learning our language."
In interviews over the years, Cyril George talked about a battle with alcohol, which he won with prayer and his faith. He became a member of the Salvation Army and was a local commissioned officer known as a sergeant major. Lieutenant Lance Walters of the Salvation Army in Juneau says the Corps uniform was very important to George.
He explained one day that he put it on to remind him of what he came from and that he wasn't going back.
A memorial service is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Elizabeth Paratovich Hall in Juneau. George will be buried on Killisnoo Island near Rangoon. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.